For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today is Monday, January 10th. We'll tell you what started one of the worst fire disasters in the modern history of New York City. Also, which mask works best against Omicron, and what's the best way to take an at-home COVID-19 test? We'll let you know what the experts are saying. Plus, why you might want to prepare for a smaller tax refund this year, another major milestone in space, and the biggest winners at this year's Golden Globes. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, unfortunately, we start today with New York City's deadliest fire in decades. It ripped through an apartment building in the Bronx. 19 people were killed, including 9 children. And the death toll is only expected to get higher since there were more than 60 other people who got badly hurt. City officials blame a portable space heater that malfunctioned in someone's bedroom on either the second or third floor. But they also say when people in that unit fled, they left the door open, allowing the thick black smoke to spread quickly throughout the entire 19-story building. And this building does not have fire escapes, so the only way anyone could get out was down the staircases inside. And a lot of people could not get past all the smoke. Firefighters say they found people who needed help on every single floor of the high-rise, and every injury happened because of smoke inhalation. No one was burned. Now New York's governor says her office is setting up a victim's compensation fund to help with housing and funerals. Iran is saying it's out for revenge 2 years after a deadly American drone strike. You might remember, the attack killed a top Iranian military leader, Qasem Soleimani. When it happened, American defense officials said Soleimani was planning attacks against Americans and that he was responsible for killing hundreds of U.S. troops over the years. But he was a powerful Iranian general, and a lot of people in that country viewed him as a hero. Well, over the weekend, Iran sanctioned more than 50 Americans over the killing. The sanctions are seen as mostly symbolic, since they give Iranians the power to seize any American assets in Iran. But Americans don't have assets in Iran anyway. The bigger concern here, at least for the White House, is a recent speech from Soleimani's replacement. The new military general says revenge will come for the U.S. from within the U.S. He added, quote, "This revenge has begun," and that, quote, "Americans will be unrooted from the region." American officials were quick to fire back. The U.S. National Security Advisor put out his own statement over the weekend saying Iran will face severe consequences if any Americans are attacked. To be continued. More states are asking the U.S. National Guard to help hospitals battle the latest surge of COVID-19. About 123,000 Americans are now in the hospital with COVID. And as Reuters reports, that number is expected to keep rising to hit a record by the end of this week. So a lot of states are racing to help hospitals who desperately need more staff and supplies. California and Oregon are just the latest states to call upon the National Guard. And hospital systems in nearly half of the U.S. have once again cut elective surgeries. Remember, health officials have said the newly dominant Omicron variant likely causes less severe symptoms than other versions of COVID-19. But they also warn that because Omicron is more contagious, the sheer number of cases can still put a strain on hospitals. And in much of the country, it looks like that's exactly what's happening. Most doctors say the best way you can protect yourself and others is to get vaccinated. Federal health officials say there are still plenty of vaccines for every American who wants one. But the same cannot be said about COVID-19 tests. In fact, some labs are now limiting how many people can get tested. They're giving priority to people with COVID-19 symptoms or other health concerns. This way, the people most likely to be positive will be able to find out fast enough to isolate or get treatment. But some experts are concerned about that approach, since a lot of COVID-19 cases don't have symptoms. Either way, the Biden administration is saying the problem will get better. The White House just signed its first contracts with a COVID-19 test manufacturer for millions more over-the-counter testing kits. When it comes to COVID-19, there's still a lot of medical advice floating around social media. And the health experts say some of it is actually legit, but a lot of it isn't. So let's go through two very common ones out there right now. First, that cloth face masks most people wear don't cut it against Omicron. According to some infectious disease experts, that claim is actually true. They say people should instead opt for 3-ply surgical masks, N95 masks, or KN95 masks, since those have better protection. Now to the second claim that's been circulating online recently, that with Omicron, it's better to swab your throat with at-home COVID-19 tests instead of your nose. The FDA says that claim is false. It says throat swabs are more complicated, and if they're not used correctly, people could actually get hurt. Plus, the current tests on the market are made for the nose. That's not to say we will never be able to do throat swabs to test COVID-19 at home, but experts say if it turns out throat swabbing is more effective, test makers will actually roll out test kits specifically for that. Until then, they say it is best to just follow the instructions on the box. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. I've definitely turned to online shopping more these days, but it can sometimes feel daunting. I never know if things will fit, returns can be difficult, and sometimes I don't even know where I want to shop anymore. So this year, let Stitch Fix do all the hard work for you. Stitch Fix Freestyle has clothes for any occasion. Styles for workouts to workwear, for lounging around the house, which yes, I still do a lot, or for a night out on the town. I went too long without feeling excited about anything in my closet, so I'm ready to spruce up my wardrobe again, and Stitch Fix is the perfect place to look. Because I've taken the style quiz, it's kind of like a shop built just for me, and I appreciate that they even put some outfits together so it helps me know what goes with what. And with Stitch Fix Freestyle, there's no subscription required. I browse and get only exactly what I want. Plus, they offer free shipping, returns, and exchanges. So get started today by filling out your style quiz at stitchfix.com/newsworthy. That's stitchfix.com/newsworthy to try Stitch Fix Freestyle. stitchfix.com/newsworthy. NASA called the move one of its most complicated deployments in space ever. But the most critical milestone for the James Webb Space Telescope was successful. And now the world's most powerful telescope is in its final form. It wasn't easy, since this telescope is so big it couldn't even fit inside the rocket that brought it up to space, so engineers had to design it in a series of moving parts to fold up like origami. And now, 2 weeks after the Christmas Day launch, Webb's mirrors and tennis court-sized sun shield have unfolded and are in place. But it's not quite ready to start studying the universe just yet. The $10 billion telescope will now spend 2 more weeks traveling to reach its final spot in space. It'll be in orbit around the sun, nearly 1 million miles away from Earth. Once it arrives, it'll work for 5 months to get set up, then it can start taking its first images. Astronomers have said it could help unlock discoveries in space that may revolutionize humanity's understanding of the cosmos. The world is mourning 2 famous actors today. Most recently, comedian and actor Bob Saget died yesterday. He's probably best known for playing Danny Tanner in Full House or from hosting America's Funniest Home Videos. Authorities say he was found unresponsive in his hotel room, and there were no signs of foul play or drug use. But it's not clear what happened, and it was unexpected, at least for the public. Saget had just performed Saturday night at a concert hall in Florida. He even tweeted his thanks to his audience yesterday morning. But then last night, he was gone. Saget was 65. Also, trailblazing actor Sidney Poitier passed away Thursday in the Bahamas. He was 94. You may know him from movies such as Lilies of the Field, A Raisin in the Sun, or Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Among his many awards, Poitier was the first Black man to win an Academy Award for Best Actor. He's on the American Film Institute's list for the greatest male Hollywood stars. Just last year, Arizona State University named its new film school after him. And in 2009, President Barack Obama awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. All right, well, you probably want to check your fridge for a couple of recalled foods. For starters, more than 28,000 pounds of ground beef are being recalled across several states for possible E. coli contamination. The recalled meat was sold at Walmart, Kroger, Albertsons, and Winco under store brand labels. Oh, and there's another food safety concern to tell you about. Dole announced a second recall of its bagged salad that could be contaminated with Listeria. The latest recalled salads have a best-by date between December 22, 2021 and January 9, 2022 from certain plants in either California or Ohio. They were shipped all over the U.S. and Canada. The brands involved are Dole plus store brands for Walmart, Kroger, Aldi, and more. You can find links to the full details of both recalls in our episode notes on thenewsworthy.com. It's a day many college football fans wait for all season. The number one ranked team in the country, Alabama, is facing off against number 3 Georgia for the national championship. If Alabama wins, that would give the Crimson Tide back-to-back championships. No team has done that since Alabama in 2012 under the same coach it has now. Analysts say Georgia does have a chance of winning this thing, though, even though Georgia actually has not beaten Bama since 2007. And the Bulldogs have not won a national title since 1980. Still, at this point, it's anyone's game. You can watch the championship tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Award season is officially here. The Golden Globes were awarded last night, celebrating the very best in TV and movies. And even though the actual award show was not on TV, a lot of people still see the winners as a taste of what's to come at the Oscars and Emmys. In TV, the night's biggest winners were HBO's Succession for Best Drama and HBO's Hacks for Best Musical or Comedy. On the movie side, The Power of the Dog won for Best Drama. West Side Story won for the Best Musical or Comedy. Remember, NBC decided not to air the Globes this year because of ethical issues with the group that hands out the awards. And no nominees, presenters, or media were there, largely because of COVID-19. And that's it for your main news today. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a message from our new sponsor, Mama Zen. When I became a mom last year, there were suddenly so many new things to deal with, think about, research, and more. And I know that extra stress can take a toll on my own well-being. So I want to be proactive about it, and the Mama Zen app is a great, easy way to do that. It helps me deal with any extra impatience, anger, or anxiety that pops up, reminding me about the best way to react to situations involving my child and family with more calm, love, and patience. And it's just like listening to this podcast. You put in headphones and press play. I appreciate that they have sessions from just 2 to 18 minutes long because I know we're all busy. I really want you to try Mama Zen and see for yourself how much better you can feel as a mom. Go to your App Store or Google Play and download Mama Zen today. That's M-A-M-A-Z-E-N. Mama Zen. Right now, you can use the promo code NEWS. That code will unlock your free 30-day trial so you can try Mama Zen for yourself. Mama and all parents, your mental and emotional well-being is the most important thing for you, your kids, and your family. So don't postpone it any longer. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Believe it or not, it's already tax season. And this year, financial experts warn your tax refund may be smaller than you expect, or you may owe money for the first time. Typically, you get a federal tax refund when you've paid or withheld more than what you owe. But people might have a higher taxable income than usual this year for a few reasons. One, the child tax credit that Congress approved in the last relief package. Because of that, millions of families got half of their child tax credit up front in the form of monthly payments. But that means they'll have a smaller write-off at tax time. Another reason people might have more taxable income this year, student loans. For nearly 2 years now, the federal government has let millions of Americans pause their student loan payments. But that means those Americans will not be able to write off student loan interest. Typically, borrowers can deduct up to $2,500 of interest depending on how much they paid. Your 2021 tax returns are due by Monday, April 18th. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.